Of course, we in the environs of the city of Greater Bendigo had the day off yesterday for the Bendigo Cup. Chair of the Bendigo Jockey Club, Jack Lyons, joins us. Jack, how'd you pull up?
Yeah, not too bad this morning, Robbo, thanks. For as little as I had, I'm pretty good this morning.
Very good, very good. I mean, look, first of all, let's just touch on the fact, obviously disappointing, no crowds there, but the quality of the race and the race itself, happy?
No, I think could have been better. I think we got left off the list this year with RVL with prize money increases, which is not brought in as good a quality as horses as we'd like to have seen as a lead up to a Melbourne Cup. But we still had a good field, a reasonable good field. It's probably not much more we can ask for. We've got some ideas on what we'd like to do in the near future with next year's program, but we'll have to work through RVL with that. But look, certainly a prize money increase would be great to attract maybe some international quality horses.
You had a you had a bit of an upset in the for the Melbourne Cup hopeful there. What, was that a bit of a shock for the anybody there?
As in the top weight, number one.
Yeah,
he was doing a bit of a Chautauqua. He didn't want to race. He stood there in the barrier for I don't know 3 or 4 seconds while everything else took off. He eventually got going, but no, wasn't able to catch up and do what he was paid to do. Yeah,
we spoke to you a while back, you know, just about the fact that obviously the Melbourne Cup's going ahead with 10,000 people, but we couldn't get here. But how's the industry in Central Victoria generally holding up, given all the challenges that have beset it over the last year or so?
The race industry's holding up really, really well. They haven't missed a beat because they've managed to keep it COVID safe. So with our normal 23 race meetings here in Bendigo, all have gone ahead. Except for one, I think, because we had a wet track, so we transferred that. But racing in general is in good stead. But it should get better as the days roll on now because everyone's becoming double back, so we should be able to start seeing spectators back at Bendigo. We've got two race meetings in November, one on the 10th and one on the 25th. And I think the second one, the 25th, is when we can actually start opening right up to capacity crowds. And then we've got our last race this season before Christmas, which is the Christmas Pataki Day. That's on the 12th of December. I'm hoping we're at capacity on that day.
So you're actually able, looking forward to having full attendance of crowds there by the sound of things?
Well, as we had a couple of the news programs out yesterday and one of the racing TV stations came out yesterday, we were at Chateau Doré yesterday. We had 100 guests out there that they'd organised, and we had some of the committee members, and I'd do a couple of interviews, and I said to the lady from racing.com that this is the last time we are doing this off track. From now on, from you know next year onwards, everyone's double vaxxed, and we should be able to have full capacity back at the track. Mm. That's what we're really looking forward to.
By the way, just as a final question here, who won?
A horse by the name of Wentwood, trained out of Warrnambool, but ridden by one of our local jockeys in Harry Coffey. And, well, we call him local because his auntie lives here, which is Briga Fleedner, but he's Oski Coffey's son from Swan Hill.
All
and
right.
He calls Bendigo his second home. Yeah.
Oh, we'll claim him, mate. We'll claim him.
Fantastic to see.
Yeah, terrific stuff. Well, listen, well done to you and the board and the industry, and look forward to being able to get out on track and actually experiencing the racing live and firsthand. Jack, always good to chat with you, mate. Keep in touch, and we'll talk to you soon.
No worries. Thanks, fellas.
All the very best. Yeah, you too. Jack Lyons from the Bendigo Jockey Club, the chair there.